You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
What do you think, huh? Should we start with a little bit of wine, an appetizer? What are we doing? Are we going whole hog on this thing?
I'm ready for whole hog. I mean, okay. It's kind of a celebration.
It is. I would say it
I'd
is.
Say we could spend the money.
Say it's the end of a long period.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Successful.
Moving on to a new job, hopefully.
Yeah.
Leaving an unhappy one.
Oh my gosh. Happy to be there with you, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You were really, really my rock. It was tough getting notes from the boss and getting pulled one way and the other from one guy to the next.
There's no structure there. And by the way, no jealousy, no bad blood. You know, I'm happy you're leaving. I'm sticking around just financially. It just doesn't make sense for me to leave right now, but
no bad blood for me either.
All right.
If you want to stay, be my guest, you know?
I don't want to, but yeah, it's best for me.
Project's over, I'm gone, I'm looking for right something now. Else.
Great.
Yeah, but yeah, let's get wine. Let's
get, do the whole thing. Hey, by the way, before the check even gets near, this one's on the guy.
Oh,
this
come on. No, come on. Let's split it. Let's split it. We're a team.
Okay, I'm just saying this one, I'd like this to be on me. I'll share one more time.
You got it.
But then, all right.
You got it. It's great. On you. It's on you.
Love it.
But I am getting dessert. I'm not letting that stop me.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yanking me right into the fucking bankruptcy court.
No, you're going to be great. You're going to be awesome.
That's why I'm staying here, is the money is good enough for now, and I don't know, you know, about my skills elsewhere.
Right.
You know.
I'm telling you, you're going to trust yourself. People want you. You're sought after.
Thank you.
I mean? You are... I don't know anybody more organized than you.
Thank you.
You would be an asset to any team.
It's the only way I'm happy is to have things in order and, go crazy if things
feel disorganized. I appreciate
left
brain, right brain.
Yeah.
You know, or whichever it is.
Very creative. I mean, your designs are amazing. Your blueprints. You see things a different way than me.
I'm tired of corporate painting. You know, I want to go paint and do my own sort of art rather than just painting the lines.
Yeah, and I'll keep working on the murals for all the Westfield malls in town and in the greater.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully the greater
area. Yeah.
You guys are going to expand. Metro I can area. Feel it. I can feel it.
Red wine, little cab.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's do some red.
What about a calamari?
I would love a calamari.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
And you know, yeah, calamari. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, if you want something else, again, Megan hates calamari, so I'm never eating it. And so this is we're having it either way. I'll have the whole
thing. No, let's get calamari.
She doesn't even want to see the calamari on the table. She's that grossed out by it.
Let's
so I can't even order the fucking thing.
Yes.
End of story.
Well, I was going to ask you a work question about how I left something, but you know, I'm just gonna move on.
No, please.
Well, you know how I got into that fight with Greg about my brushes?
Yeah.
And I was like, don't touch my brushes. There was 17 brushes. Now there's 16. I saw you were in here looking at my brushes. Has he said anything? Now that I'm out of the office,
right.
I know there was a quiet about, over the office when I was there.
Yeah, about taking the brush or about
Has he been using a brush or waving it around the office braggadociously?
No, I've not seen Greg like boasting about your brush or whatever. No.
All right.
I'd say this, if you want to hear the truth, I don't think Greg likes you anymore.
I agree.
Yeah, so, but you know,
I painted his house. I painted his house because I was sure he stole my brush. And it was too big of a move, 100%.
Yeah.
I thought I did a good job.
You did a great job, but it's a shit color. It's, you know, it's an ugly, it's like shit puke or something like that. It's a color.
You noticed.
That
was shit
it's
puke.
It's ugly. And obviously that was wildly inconvenient for him. I think the big thing is you know, you he gassing, no, you gassing the house so you could paint it while they were passed out.
Right.
Very dangerous. His daughter has asthma.
All right, I guess I'm wrong on the whole Greg thing.
I don't know.
I feel like you stole my brush. That was my number two brush.
Right.
It's my number two, the thickness. I use that for edges.
Yeah, absolutely. I get
you. But if you stole it, you know, I can go to Blick and get another one. It's not as big a deal as I made it. I gassed his family and painted his house. You're right. You're right. I don't know. I was just, the corporate droning was driving me crazy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And he was, to me, the corporate drone essence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He's very corporate. I mean, his stepdad runs the whole thing or whatever. Father-in-law, not stepdad.
Yes. Can we please have your second best bottle of Cabernet and calamari?
Like the best calamari.
The best calamari. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, hey, man, I really appreciate everything you did for me to get me in.
Yeah.
You know, and pulling me along and keeping me sane there. Your organization definitely helped.
Things, if I could say this now that you're leaving.
Sure.
My reputation is a little bit connected to you now, right?
Right, right.
You poisoned the boss's son-in-law.
Sure.
In college, well, you know, not poison, but... In college, you lost a lot of brushes.
Yeah. But that was college.
You misplaced brushes and stuff.
Well, I misplaced some, but I think in college it was sort of take a penny, leave a penny. A lot of kids were stealing and not putting back. So I probably have some paranoia.
You're pretty on top of them now, so you wouldn't just lose a brush.
Right.
Someone would have to steal it.
I think.
All right.
You know, and I appreciate you extending your, I don't know what you would call it, reputation. To get me in there.
Put it a little on the line.
I really appreciate it. Hey. Let's be fair. You also got a little credit for bringing in the coolest artist.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say? Right. The Kobe mural that you did on the... people love it. It's very cool. It's very realistic.
We need each other.
Respectful.
We help each other.
Yeah.
And I definitely realize where I made your life difficult, and I'm sorry.
The mural of Greg, I guess, being... sacrificed, I guess, to some sort of goat demon god.
Yeah. That didn't need to go on your garage.
It didn't need to go on my garage for sure.
No, I agree.
I guess since
I didn't want everyone
here,
to get mad at me right away. So I thought
so
I might
thought
throw
maybe,
the scent.
Yeah, it would look like I was doing it too. And people did for a while think that I was doing some sort of.
Nobody thinks you could paint like that. No offense. No offense. Nobody thinks. That's why I knew it would be perfect because I knew you wouldn't care. I knew you wouldn't care.
Uh-huh.
And then also nobody would think it was actually you. They think you got to red herring eggs.
I'd like to tie a bow on this conversation and just wrap it up and throw it away.
Okay.
Because I don't think we see eye to eye on the way things went here.
Right.
But it's over.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? And yeah. I don't want to dwell on it.
I appreciate that. And I do. I will put on the dunce cap. Everything that happened at work was my fault.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure you made some wrong copies. I'm sure you made some copies wrong, you know.
Whatever.
But all the big painting, whatever.
Like
what?
I said, I'd like to just tighten that little bow. I'd like to tighten that bow in a little bit of a knot. And
you're
just
totally
put
right. I will own all the paint related mistakes because I did them all. They were all my fault. 100% my fault. Nothing about you. 100%.
I really want to tie this up and just put it away. I am a little irked that you're referencing your first degree planned. Paint jobs and murals as a mistake and me accidentally losing a copy or making an extra copy as a mistake. What you did was a choice. You
of
see
course.
What I mean?
All the problems were my fault.
That's a better word for it. And let's wrap that up.
To other people, they were mistakes. To me, they were my bad choices. I own them. I apologize.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you own the copies. Right?
I would like to put this in a little safe.
Well, you don't want to talk about your stuff?
It seems like
you only want to lock up my stuff.
I just don't think mine is even worth a conversation.
That's so interesting. You know who feels like that?
Huh.
Me. I feel a lot like that. I feel like mine, I spread art around, and yes, it was malicious. And so I own that, and I shouldn't have done it.
And I'm putting it. I'm putting a bow on it. I'm putting it in the safe. I'm locking the safe because I just don't think we're going to see eye to eye.
The part about me is totally locked up. Putting it in the safe. I put a bow on your stuff?
Yeah.
Your copies were sloppy. Your copies were sloppy.
They were not sloppy copies.
Oftentimes they weren't supposed to be back to back, and they were every
page.
That's
to save paper. That's to save paper. So I did it on accident once, and I used saving paper as an excuse, but then I realized that actually does save a lot of paper.
Right.
Does it make your life harder that they're on front and back?
Well, I just have really good eyes, and I can sort of see through the paper. So when I'm looking at one side, I'm also sort of seeing the other side.
Yeah.
And as an artist, that can be confusing because lines are important. Okay. I know a lot of people don't value what I think is important as important because I'm just the artist or the cockamamie artist. But I still have to get the work done. Let's all not forget that my work is actually the only public-facing thing we did.
Yeah, okay.
So everything that got us there, you know.
All right. Can we tie this bow up, tighten it, throw it away?
I feel like I've tied my part. Okay, you do agree. Okay.
I have heard your feelings.
But do you agree?
I just...
You don't think your copies are sloppy?
Well, you keep calling yourself an artist. Your big project was the Cheerios honeybee on the side of the Staples.
Beautiful.
I just don't know. I think that is commerce, and I think you did a great job. But you're acting like you're Da Vinci, or...
I've seen his work. Of course I'm not Da Vinci. Of course not.
Right, you're doing commerce.
They're making money off of my art, turning my art into commerce, but technically I'm doing the art.
It's the honeybee.
I would say you're doing commerce. Doing commerce.
It's basically paint by numbers. You did paint by numbers the Cheerios
honeybee. But I drew the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to enjoy this dinner.
I would too, to be honest. I didn't know that our departmental beef was this personal, to be honest.
I didn't even know you had a beef with the way I made copies, and I feel like you're using
that. Copies all the time.
You painted nude
the bee.
Sun, no, and the bee. Which, but yeah, I thank you
the
for
bringing
that up.
The bee wears a shirt in the ad.
You gave the bee nipples and a dick.
This
that you
was
had
colloquial.
To fix. You can't do that. It's commerce. All right. So yeah, I think that you purposefully dislike authority and you fuck stuff up because you do not want the pressure of actually having to do well consistently. It scares you.
I think you're totally right, and I think you hate artists, and I think you try to trip them up in their process because you know that they're temperamental beings and that every little copy is going to drive them nuts. Every little late phone call is going to piss me off. Every time somebody takes me to the location where I'm supposed to paint and I'm not in a big enough car, that makes me upset.
Yeah, it sure does.
And so you send me a little Hyundai accent with a driver? Okay, where's the bus?
It's not an insult that I'm sending you a Hyundai. We don't have a lot of money for most muralists. Don't have their own personal driver, all right?
Well, I'm trying to change it for my kind.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make strides for us.
It's
yeah,
not
most
that you're not allowed to drive because of your anger management issues?
That's not the only reason.
Because you painted a guy into his car?
Yeah, I used a lot of thick paint and it sealed it shut and he accidentally died. He couldn't get the sunroof open. I didn't know the sunroof didn't work. I thought the sunroof would work and he could get out or something.
Yeah.
I sealed him in.
It is almost sickening how little regret I hear when you describe the death of a man.
I'm telling you what happened. I'm not telling you how I feel about it. Of course, I'm destroyed, but that was month ago. That was month ago.
I can't believe that you have no regrets. By the way, they didn't want you to do the mural of him for the funeral. And I said that so many times, and you still went ahead and did it.
It was gratis. I figured.
I don't think they wanted his murderer to do a tribute to him.
I don't think they wanted to pay me for it. I get that. But who doesn't want to see a mural? Who doesn't
love a
mural?
Well, no one wants to see a mural of the death.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it was tacky. It was tacky.
It did not honor him. It wasn't like Jesus on the cross, which you kept kind of suggesting.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Ooh, Cabernet.
No, the more that oh, my God. Hey. Cheers.
Cheers
to two guys who can put it aside.
Let's put it aside.
Cheers.
Friends since college.
College?
Yeah.
You're talking about how we put college aside.
No, no, no. I just said friends since college.
Friends since college.
Yeah, no.
I thought you said for instance.
Not for instance.
Because we squashed that.
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too. It's been tied up with the bow. I don't need to at all. I think that I am going to get maybe just a Chinese chicken salad. I'm not feeling super hungry, if that's okay. Right. I know this is a whole meal for us to celebrate.
Dessert, do the whole bottle of wine.
Yeah. Well, what are you guys working on next? Obviously, the honeybee is finished.
Right. Cheerios did not renew their contract with us.
Crazy. It's corporate bullshit. It's fucking corporate bullshit. Well, it's corporate bullshit. That was the most artistic version of the honeybee they have ever seen. Uh-huh. Banksy who?
Yeah.
Is what I thought people would be saying.
Well, yeah, they didn't. But it did go viral. So, you know, I do think it helped for them. It's no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah.
So we're doing Sara Lee is kind of trying to make a comeback, as like a, you know, fancier treats, kind of like these fancy donuts and cupcakes and so whatever.
What are you guys going to do? Sort of anthropomorphize her and give her a big old ass and a funny hat or something like that?
No, we won't. We might anthropomorphize her, but body-wise, we probably won't objectify her.
It's actually a pretty funny
that.
Campaign idea, if you think about it. Big old ass on a Sara Lee because she's baking all the time.
It's not funny.
She's eating a lot of... That's
no,
not funny?
It's not funny.
Big old ass not funny?
It's
what
not funny
world?
To me because my job's on the line every time you do these things, okay?
Well, I'm not on this one. I'm just sort of giving you free pitch.
Your thing can't be big old ass on everyone.
Well, it's a big old dick on the last one. It wasn't just ass. Well, he naturally has a big ass. He's got a stinger.
He's got a stinger, but most times you don't draw the crack on the bee, and you don't do the voluptuous ass around the stinger.
You're right. You're right. Listen, I thought you guys saw my pitch deck. I know I got notes against what I did.
Yeah, we thought you got our notes on the pitch deck.
I did get your notes.
Okay.
You're right. Listen, you're just right about me, man. I don't know what it is about me. And I agree with your assessment. It's hard to be so anti everybody that I work with. It's hard to feel like everybody's got it out for me. And it's hard to feel so misunderstood artistically.
I bet.
You know?
You're a rock star.
I wish.
You're a muralist.
I wish. Yeah, muralist. You know, I didn't always want to be just a muralist. I wanted to be... Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
You know, I just never quite got there. Yeah.
Instead of doing Sistine Chapel, you're getting pulled up in a Hyundai Elantra to do the Cheerios Bumblebee on the side.
You see why
it
upset me.
Staples, yeah.
But, you know, I got to take the credit and the note. You know, if you don't want to work well with other people aren't going to want to work with you. So I appreciate every time that you stuck your neck out for me and... You know, I just, it's something I got to work on. It's just my agreeableness, my wanting to hear other people's opinions.
Calamari is great.
It is good calamari, actually.
I miss this stuff so much.
Mm-hmm. Your wife doesn't let you eat this?
It's not, essentially, yeah. It's, you know.
Yeah.
We'll get a different appetizer that we both enjoy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you kind of cut something out because your partner doesn't like it, and then once you realize... You put it back in your life, you're like, holy shit, I really missed this.
Do I even love my partner anymore? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I still love Megan, though. It's just the thing.
Good.
It's like, it's cute. She's so grossed out by the tentacles and stuff.
That's awesome.
Whatever.
That's awesome. I'm glad things are going well between you guys.
They are, yeah. You know, we're thinking of procreating.
Really? Yeah. And that's how you talk about it? You're thinking of procreating. Is there any love involved?
Well, yeah. Well, it's just how I talk. I'm a very, you know, I'm type A. We want to procreate. It's, you know, when we're talking, there's love in the intercourse and stuff like that. But, you know, when I'm talking about it in public, yeah, it's a little more.
I see. Well, that's cool. You want to have a boy or a girl, or what are you looking for? Do you care?
Male or female are both fine with me, yeah. That's cool. I mean, we kind of have I've put together kind of an Excel sheet of, like, timeline. And so if it's a boy first... I would like to have another kid within 2 years. If it's a girl first, 3 to 4.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't want a boy, I think, ultimately. So, you know, I want to just get moving on the next one quicker. And then third one, if we haven't gotten a boy yet, that's an adoption.
Right. wow, you've really thought about this.
Yeah.
You are type A. This is cool. I don't really get to see this grown-up family part of you at work. It's more like nagging about the painting or telling me I can't get the car I want or, you know, whatever. But I love... I'm sorry. I'm sorry I haven't asked you more questions. This is really interesting stuff. That's
all right. I mean, how are all your kids?
I don't know. I think they're good. I think they're pretty good. They're... They've been busy with me doing a lot of murals lately.
Yeah.
I haven't been checking in as much.
Right.
But they're pretty self-sufficient.
That's a great thing about not having custody.
They're pretty self-sufficient. yeah. Their mom helps them out, and they have a beautiful household. You know. Oh, but I just moved to Venice. It's awesome.
Oh, congrats.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I were just talking about that. You've always wanted to live by the beach.
I'm painting everywhere.
Cool.
I'm painting by the beach. I'm painting on walls.
Awesome.
I'm painting. I painted a guy the other day.
Really?
Yeah, he fell asleep right there.
Didn't know?
No, I painted him.
Did he wake up before you left?
No. I swear to God, I don't know if this happened. I think the lawnmower ran him over. I painted him to match the grass he was laying on. And I swear to God, I think I saw a lawnmower run over.
Again, you say this with no regret.
This happened week ago. It happened so long ago in my life. You know, because as an artist, I think you're sort of, you have that goldfish brain.
Yeah.
Where you're really inspired all the time, but it only lasts for a little while. And it's constant new inspiration.
Right.
You know? And so... I don't look back much.
I guess to compliment the painting, you were so good at it that the lawnmower didn't even notice. I guess that's a good
thing. It's one of my proudest pieces of work. I mean, rest in peace, guy on grass.
He ran over him and killed him.
It was a you know, corporate lawnmower. These corporate fat cats. I think it was Venice Municipal. But dude, Venice is fucking sick.
Yeah,
you gotta come out there. There's food trucks everywhere.
Cool.
And it's like really hard to get to and like hard to park at. So my ex-wife never comes down. Uh-huh. She never brings the kids. I'm like, come to the beach. They're like, it's so hard.
Yeah, because they're basically in like Inland Empire.
Yeah, I think they live in Upland or something.
Yeah, you almost went as far as possible from them.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would have gone further west. I was looking at a place in Catalina.
Oh.
But they yeah, there's not a lot of mural work out there, and I wasn't about to, like, you know, get a computer.
Yeah. Well, our patrons, patrons, whatever we want to call it, supporters of the Man Dog Pod, that was our special little episode for you today.
Yeah, what's this one called? Dinner Date?
Dinner Date?
Something.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
Thank you guys so much for sticking around through all the provs and enjoying us really figuring out in front of you.
Yeah. We love
it's
doing
nice
these
to
two
be able
main
to just
improv scenes.
Go and see what happens.
We're free to do what we want any old time.
Also, get your Man Dog pasties. Those will be out next month. They're for penises now and boobs.
They're not just boobs anymore.
Pasties are not just for tits anymore.
Big thanks for all the support. Thanks to Casey Trailer for the music. Annie Wu for the logo.
Yes.
And
just anybody tuning into these Monday episodes, or I guess this is an upper tier episode.
We'll see which ones we do with
who
which.
Knows? Who but knows? Anybody who's tuning into these not public episodes... We just appreciate you so much.
Flattering.
You know, far away, but it feels also intimate at the same time
It does feel intimate.
Because this art isn't for just anybody.
No, sir.
And I use art loosely.
And I use it tightly. This is art. We are creating. Where there was nothing, we're creating something.
That is true.
So thanks to all you for your support. And of course, Brian Holmes for putting these episodes together for us. And for you, Ryan.
And for you, Dan.
That was a fun one.
That was really fun. Goodbye.
Bye.